Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Cloudy tonight, more rain expected, lows in the mid-40s. Full forecast details are coming up. The Racine man accused of hitting a bicyclist in Caledonia Friday evening told investigators he thought he hit a mailbox. 27-year-old Tyler Martinez appeared in Racine Circuit Court today to face a charge of hit and run resulting in death. Martinez was arrested after his father called police to report his son had been in an accident. 39-year-old Michael Fuchsgruber was riding his bike with his son on Douglas Avenue near Middle Road Friday evening when he was struck. He later died from his injuries. According to court documents, Martinez said he was looking down at the radio when his vehicle struck something, telling investigators he thought it was a mailbox. Even though there are no homes in the area, he said he didn't report the accident because he thought his license was suspended and his driving record is not so good. Investigators said he seemed shocked to learn he had hit and killed a man. Martinez will return to court November 8th for a preliminary hearing. If convicted of the charge, he could face up to 25 years in prison. The driver of a dump truck lost control of his vehicle in the southbound lanes of I-94 just after noon this afternoon, the truck overturning with the front end ending up over the median wall. Debris was scattered across the roadway at the scene of the accident near Highway K, forcing a quick closure of the northbound lanes. A short time later, two of the travel lanes reopened. However, the accident shut down two southbound lanes, causing traffic to back up for several miles. A car was also involved in the accident. The truck driver reportedly was injured in the crash. The highway department brought in heavy equipment to clean up what appeared to be dirt from the truck. The roadway was cleared just before 2:30. The state patrol is investigating the cause. Incoming Racine Mayor Corey Mason wants to avoid starting a big political fight with some of the people he needs to accomplish his agenda, specifically a majority of the Common Council and what has been support for building the Lakefront Event Center. Last week, Mayor Dennis Weiser accused both mayoral candidates of spreading misinformation about the project, which continues in the Phase 1 planning stage. Mason telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that he stands by his belief the project should be scuttled.
I think people need to accept that it's not going to happen, and we need to move on because, based on our previous conversation, there's a number of jobs that are coming to the area, and I really want us to focus on getting people trained instead of arguing with each other about a hockey rink.
Mason is scheduled to take the oath of office as mayor on November 7th to fill out the term of John Dickert, who resigned to lead an environmental group. Mayor-elect Mason and interim Mayor Dennis Weiser are expected to meet soon to discuss the arena issue. The city of Kenosha requires more detailed financial information about new building construction costs from project developers to counter what's been a history of those same businesses later challenging their assessments. And it's something that's grabbed attention in other communities. Dan McHugh is the assessor in Mount Pleasant, who's friends with Kenosha assessor Pete Christowiak, and told the Village Plan Commission it's kind of a trial balloon right now. McHugh explained that Kenosha has been successful so far in its demands for the information about buildings and the value in exchange for the usual project approvals.
If you want conditional uses, if you want TIF support, if you want, you know, our approvals, you have to provide these things that the assessor requires before we will grant you an occupancy permit. So with what's coming our way, I think that would be something we should consider. I'm sure we'll have to have this vetted through our legal staff and that, but to me this is, you know, another item that would be helpful to our office to help us with potential appeals in the future.
McHugh said this started in Kenosha with the Meyer project, those stores costing perhaps three times as much as the assessment to build. Noting the recent announcement about Foxconn, McHugh said Mount Pleasant and other faster-growing communities are trying to get out in front of this while admitting there's been no legal challenge in any municipality. The Kenosha County Board Finance and Administration Committee begins its review of County Executive Jim Kruiser's proposed 2018 budget this evening. The panel will begin its review with the county board budget at 6 o'clock. Other department budgets up for deliberation this evening include the District Attorney's Office, Circuit Court, the Sheriff's Department, Joint Services, and the County Clerk. The budget reviews will continue each night this week with a final recommendation on Thursday. The meeting will be held in the committee room on the second floor of the Kenosha County Administration Building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.